Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
These bitches are rotten, dysfunctional, and they're evil. They're demonic, just like I said in my last video. And you niggas are aware of that shit too, and y'all still want to cuff these bitches knowing that.
Someone said, Kendra, you got a man? I got a few. I'm dating. How about that one? I ain't got A. I got a few. I'm dating. So, next question. Okay, so here's the rule. You got to be divorced to be on the show. So, are you divorced? You're saying you are divorced. Right now, you are not legally bound to another woman.
No, ma'am. I am legally bound to myself.
I don't know if we frozen, but I know we done. Either we frozen or we done.
We not frozen.
Well, we done. Ladies, let's say, ladies, bow your heads. Bow your heads. I'm going to talk to the good Lord above for all of us. Bow your heads. Dear God, now I don't know what Eve did, but God, we here to erase. Now, I was about to swear, but I'm going to be respectful. God, we need some new men walking this planet.
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
You just had a man, not you, God, but a man just called me who might be divorced. We ain't even really sure if he divorced.
First off, why are you playing with God? God is not to be played with. This is blasphemy right here. She's making a mockery of God. You know, I'm not shocked. It's Kendra. I'm not shocked. She make a mockery of a lot of things.
All the way, he said he had a divorce party, but then he said he wasn't divorced. He said on Tuesday he was getting a paper. I don't really know if he was lying, but then he said he ain't looking for nobody. He don't want no woman. But then he said, you know, I want a companionship, but I want the woman to find me. Why can't a woman approach a man? God, we need some new ones, okay? We need some new men. Wipe them out.
Yeah, this, you can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
And bring us some men back on planet Earth, because the ones you got right now, got, they got defects.
Look who's talking.
True indeed. True indeed. We all do, Ken. Can you touch on the ladies, too? I mean, I know you're touching on the fellas right now, but can you touch on all the defective women that call into your show? You're a magnet for defective women. You don't get this frustrated when all the defective women call into your show. Who do you think Kendra wears these low-cut tops for? Is it men? Is it women? I mean, if we asked her, what do you think she would say? She would say, no, I'm just trying to look cute. You can't look cute without your tits being out? Genuine question.
Next question, please.
So we as women, we is coming together and asking you for a new batch of men. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Child, what was that? I'm so tired. Ladies, for real, it's a sad day. It's a sad day.
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
See, there's always gonna be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so. They're learning the difference between things they can change and things they can't. That's one of life's toughest lessons. Take it from someone who's been there. Take it from me, Mr. G.
Have you ever considered, Kendra, that you just attract trash? I mean, there's plenty of men who would never call your show. There's plenty of good men who would never be anywhere where you are. So please don't judge all men based on the men who would call your show. That's already a low-level man off top, as soon as he dialed in, or whatever the fuck you do to get on. I wouldn't know.
I'm tired of sisters like you running our reputation in the ground because you pick poorly.
I don't even know what was going on. Hey, I'm Kendra G. Let me tell you what I do. I help people find love. If you're looking for somebody in your life, call me. If you are in a moment in your life right now and you don't want to meet nobody, we understand. Don't call me.
Oh, yes, and that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Okay? It's so simple. If you know right now you're not ready to date nobody, stay your ass in the comment section. Just stay in the comment section. Just watch the show. But if you don't want nobody, we respect it. Don't call us.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Remember in the beginning I said I was in Dallas and it was a terrible experience? He matched the experience. In the beginning when he came on, he said he was from Dallas and I was just in Dallas last week and I was stuck in the airport for literally the whole day. And I was rehashing that experience when he said it, and now he represented my Dallas experience. I didn't even know him. I didn't even know him to this moment. But he represented what Dallas was to me. Some bullshit.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me? That's all right.
And I don't know, maybe y'all ladies, let me tell you, I don't got time for goofy time. I just, I'm allergic. I don't care if you fine. I don't care if you got money. I don't care if you rich. When you be starting to act goofy, I'd be turned off, child.
Well, first of all, nobody gives a flying fuck what turns off a 46-year-old woman. Okay, I kid. Maybe that was a line too far. But here's the thing. You do entertain goofies, Kendra. You just got out of a relationship with a scammer.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
And when you talk about the relationship you got out of that made you start this show in the first place, that dude cheated on you. And you talked about how he was a goofy. You love goofies. Those are the only type of guys you fuck with. So what do you mean, Kendra? I mean, if a scammer ain't a goofy, who is? So stop the cat.
I attract a lot of goofies.
That's why this guy was able to trigger you so much. Gave you a bunch of flashbacks from every guy you ever been with. Almost every guy you ever been with. The guy who you said was a good guy, you cheated on him with your ex and got pregnant. So that says, you know, what type of person you are.
I don't care. I can't get with Goofy. If the story is true, just do what I do. Keep it moving, child. We don't got time. Give him rat poison. Now, I don't condone that. That's attempted murder, child. No, that ain't cool. We need some new men. Wipe them out.
To me, rat poison and asking God to wipe out all the men is in the same realm. Or am I tripping?
I don't condone, but I understand. No. Y'all just gotta keep it moving. Let me tell you something. Goofy men act goofy because women will entertain them. And he wasn't a bad looking guy. So I just feel like attractive men with money or men with means, they get away with a lot of things.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Kendra, I just want to know if you know that you're talking to yourself. Men who are attractive, men who are tall, men who have means. Yes, they could do what they want with a biatch. And the biatch is going to let it slide. Because she'd rather, you know, get done in a goofy way than deal with the bottom 90% of men. And that goes for you too, Kendra.
So it's up for the women to stop tolerating bullshit. That's all it comes down to. If ladies were to band together and decide on these are the rules.
That's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
No, Kendra, you and these goofy broads are never gonna band together because you're all fighting for the same 5% of men. So no, you're never gonna band together. You're in competition with each other for a very small group of men. So that's why, you know, female Voltron or whatever the fuck will never form.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. And this is why you should never, because I don't know if I believe that. I think it's old school. I think men should approach women. Because if women start approaching men, what if that's somebody's man? Like, how do you know that man is not taken?
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why, do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, I truly do.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. The reason why women can't approach men, because that might be somebody man. Well, men could say the same thing. I shouldn't approach any woman, because that might be some man's woman. That is goo. Oh, That is so slow. Man, that is slow.
Now, if you want to say hi, you at the bar, you can spark a conversation, so be it. But after that, it really, the guy should start the intriguing part of the conversation of, are you dating? Are you single? That's, I mean, I said, well, here's the deal. I be out here because I be trying to get men for y'all. So sometimes I'll approach a guy to get him to be a part of the show for y'all.
No, no, Kendra, you need to be looking for a man for yourself. That's what you need to do. Look, your advice is horrible. You know, maybe, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. By the time a woman got to take advice from Kendra G, she already washed up and undesirable. 21-year-old attractive women don't got to try to figure out how to get action from men. But yes, all you 30-plus, 40-plus, washed up, blowed out broads, multiple kids by multiple baby daddies, multiple mental illnesses, yeah, you're going to have to put all the effort in. All the effort in. This is a different phase of your life. This ain't back in high school and college.
But for the most part, I wish the hell I would. I don't want no man that bad. Like, there's some, and know this. I just don't want that man. I don't want a man that bad that I gotta do all. No, I'm good. So there are circumstances where a woman, I think, you can definitely put the hi, how you doing? You know, but after that, he gotta do the rest.
So look, Kendra just said she doesn't value a man enough to basically start a full-blown conversation with him. Maybe just, hey, how you doing? But she's not willing to put more effort than that into getting a man. And that goes to what I always say. These woes just want a man as an accessory. They don't really value men, point blank, period. This woman just looked at the camera and said, a man ain't that valuable to me to put that much effort into. That's essentially what she just said.
Someone said, Kendra, you got a man? I got a few. I'm dating. How about that one? I ain't got A. I got a few. I'm dating. So, next question.
Who hurt you?
I mean, if she was really happy being single and really happy with her dating situation, that wouldn't have made her mad. Clearly, that just made her mad. The question did. That's not a flex to be saying, I got a few men at 46. Apparently, no man of value, because you wouldn't have to have another man if one of them was so good. If a man of value that Kendra was really into was courting her to really be with her, she wouldn't need to entertain another man. She wouldn't want to entertain another man. A lot of these dating rules that Kendra spew out, they come from a place of hurt and failure, you know? And that's why you shouldn't take advice from women like this. Take advice from a woman who's been married for 20 years, not a woman who's been failing for 20 years in the dating market. It would have been better for her to just ignore the question because she doesn't have any class or decorum.
I think all women, if you're single, you should date. And you need to date bare minimum two, so you're not focusing on one.
Would you ask a bank robber who went to prison how to rob banks to not go to prison, how to not get caught robbing banks? No. You don't want to ask somebody who gets away with robbing banks. You ain't going to ask motherfuckers that's locked up, how do I get away with robbing a bank? Do the fucking math. Don't take advice from women who can't keep a man. If anything, like, they're funny because they just don't get it. They just don't, but they think they want to believe that they're fucking, like, you know, intelligent on that deeper level, but they just aren't.
So if you're not focusing on one, why would he stick around? No, help me out, Kendra, please. If you're acting like you don't got time or you talking to three or four different dudes or whatever, why would a man of value say, yeah, I want to wife this? She's acting like she don't got time. She acting like she talking to other dudes. Yeah, this is the one I want to, you know, make my wife or make my girlfriend. No, that makes no sense whatsoever. The thing is, Kendra can't even attract the type of guy she would want to take serious and talk to him only. Because think about it. If she had a guy in her life that she actually respected and cared about on some level, she would never say this on a public platform. Because whatever two men she's talking about, it's a good chance they're going to see this. And now know, oh, she's talking to another dude. So she probably just blew her two opportunities right there. But then again, she probably didn't care about those guys in the first place, or she wouldn't have said this.
Bare minimum two, so you're not focusing on one. And they say, oh, well, men don't. I don't care. You think I give a damn? I don't care. You got saved. Just next.
You've been nexing for 26 years, Kendra. You've been nexing for almost 30 years. At what point do you just say it's me? Next. You're going to be 65 still talking about next. I don't care anymore anyway. Next. Just next. Next isn't a flex at 46.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.